Welcome back.
You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. This is Cuatro de Mayo, the day before Cinco de Mayo. So we are, our producer Brian bringing us back with a little bit of festive music. Thanks, Brian. That's awesome. But Barbecue Bob, we got some guests in the studio right now.
Buenos dias.
That's all I got.
Could have done without it.
Yes, we do. No, I actually have a few more. Everybody knows swear words, right?
Right.
Steve Siciliano. And it just so happens that we start this segment with Siciliano's Beer of the Week. So what you got there, brother?
We brought a Mexican-style lager in honor of Cinco de Mayo, which
Great.
Is tomorrow, of course. And let me open this.
Yeah.
You don't All right. mind if I open this.
You know, twist our arms.
I'm really not sure how I'll know what it is until you do.
Yeah.
A little bit of foam going on. Yeah. But this is a Mexican style.
The dripping
lager.
Microphone?
Rather than.
Tall head. Where'd you learn how to pour? Jeez.
Bob
he
being Bob. He's like, here, Jop, you can have this it's a little. Snifter of foam.
Hey, I can stay home and get abuse, guys. I don't have to come here and get it.
If you
get tired of Corona or Dos Equis on Cinco de Mayo, this is a great representation of a Mexican lager, and it's made by Brew Detroit, so it's local, sort of local. And you guys tasting it?
Yeah. So you could put a lime in that, just like a Corona.
Yeah.
And it's called Cerveza Del Rey, right?
Cerveza Del Rey it is, yes.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful beautiful package. It's Siciliano's is selling it for $1.69 a can, and it's 16 ounces, so it's a pretty good deal. So.
Yep. And let me tell you something about Siciliano's, because they're humble people, but they'll let you mix and match any of their beers in your own custom 6-pack, 12-pack case, whatever you want.
Isn't that cool?
That's why their beers are all priced on a per beer basis, so that you can just pull it together. You know, you got so many stores out there that are snobby and they're like, you can't touch our 6-packs.
Right.
And honestly, the fun part about microbrew beer for me is trying different ones. But sometimes I don't want to commit $15 to something I've not tried.
Well, because what's worse than spending, you know, the long dollar on a great investment six you know what you're anticipating to be fantastic beer, and then to have one and go, oh my gosh, I don't even know who to give these to.
Right. Yeah. And this allows you to do that, and there aren't a lot of stores that do it, and they do, and I just want to make sure everybody knew that.
Yeah, it's called Cerveza Del Rey, and that is the Siciliano's Beer of the Week. So let's talk about your big event today.
Well, today, believe it or not, is a National Homebrew Day. Now I don't know if you guys know this, but there's like a national day for every day of the week.
Yeah.
there really is. Now, in May, we have National Truffle Day. We have National Lumpy Rug Day. We have National Two Different Colored Shoes Days.
Oh, shoot, that happens weekly for Bob.
And we have, socks for me all the time.
Right, yeah.
Shoes, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
And then National Frog Jumping Day. So those are just a slight...
There's days.
There's days. But in 1988, the United States Congress decreed that the hobby of homebrewing be added to the list of national days, and that is the first Saturday of May. It's National Homebrew Day. And in observation of National Homebrew Day, there's venues throughout the country. Homebrewers are getting together and brewing a beer. Could be 5 brewers. It could be 100 brewers. We are having... 25 teams of brewers out at Trail Point Brewery in Allendale, Michigan today. The brewers are starting to set up around 9 o'clock, and about 10 o'clock the festivities start, and they'll be going to about 3. It's open to the public. If anybody's interested in how the procedure of home brewing is, you can come out and see different stages of the process. And guess what? The brewers will be offering some tastes of their home brew. So
these guys are going to brew a batch of beer literally in 4 or 5 hours, ready to drink.
Well, it's going to take about 3 weeks after the fact to be ready to drink. But today, we've got people brewing up batches of beer. Everybody's brewing the same recipe. Siciliano's donates the ingredients. Trail Point Brewery's supplying the water and yeah, it's going to be a good time. So.
So the taste you're going to get then, for clarify my stupid question, is that, yeah, it takes more than 5 hours to make a beer, right? But they'll have some that they made from other batches that you'll be able to try.
That is correct. And a lot of these people bring out their very elaborate kegging systems, and some of the brew clubs have six-tap systems that they bring out. So there's going to be a lot of homebrew on tap. So
thanks for fessing up on that, Jop, because yeah. I was blowing beer out of my nostrils when you asked that. My glass is empty. I'm not sure if I like this or not. I need to try some more.
Yeah.
So in case you were really thinking of just trying to brew beer once, let's say you're a good barbecue guy and you think you've got flavor profiles down and you know how to cook. Making beer is just cooking.
Basically, it is. We tell folks, if you can cook up a pot of chili, you can make beer.
It's, jobs.
Now, here we go.
Now, just like cooking, you could take it as far as you want. You know, you could take it and brew a basic beer, or right. You know, if people get into the hobby, I mean, really get into the hobby, they're going to start doing barrel aging, and they're going to start making sours and so on. So, you could take it from elementary all the way up to advanced and anything in between. But brewing at its basic, it's not hard to do.
I've helped out a couple times because I was going to get into it. I got enough things to do. Yeah. I have so many friends that brew good beer and that sell good beer. Why would I bother doing that?
It's not for everybody. The hobby, just like golf, is not for everybody, or different fishing's not for everybody. But brewing beer's not for everybody. But the people that I find that the people get into it just embrace it. So
Steve, help us out. What does it take to get into the hobby so that I could brew a batch of beer? A financial investment, and maybe what does the equipment look like?
Well, we sell an equipment kit at the store. We have a couple different kits. Basic kit is about $125, I believe. It includes pretty much all the equipment you need besides bottles. I think if you drop about $175 on the initial capital investment, you can get rolling. Ingredients for a batch of beer, anywhere from $30 to $50, depending on style. So. You know, if you go out to a golf course on a Saturday, or a nice golf course, you're going to be dropping a whole lot of money. And,
sure.
Once you get your capital investment out of the way, it's pretty inexpensive.
Well, the times I've helped out, the best part about it was they're all beer lovers. And it's usually guys teaming up as a group, you know, buddies who just brew together. And I would imagine that's what we're going to see this afternoon at your...
Oh, yeah. We probably have 6 to 8 homebrew clubs out there. There's a number of homebrew clubs in Western Michigan, and they're going to be represented at Trail Point today. And there'll be a couple of brewers who don't belong to clubs, but a lot of folks who brew like to get involved with the clubs. It just helps their brewing process, and people like to talk about beer. So,
you brought John Long with you in the fifth segment. We're going to learn how to pick the right tequila if you're trying to make a perfect margarita or just a nice Cinco de Mayo drink.
That is correct. I don't know where you got John Long from, but his name is John Borecki, but that's okay.
It was okay. A long time ago, right?
Yeah. No, I said you brought him along.
Oh, is that what you... Oh, okay.
I don't know. We have to roll the tape back and see what the judge says on that.
We have a little taste of Cerveza.
Maybe that
Cerveza
is already hitting you, Bob. But anyway, hey, we're going to do, I don't even know what this says, Bob. Well, how do you pronounce that? You went all Spanish on me, and that's way out of my...
Polo de Tres Asada Marinade.
One of those. Stick with us. We'll be back.